Why this mystery? Now here you are. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschit na vibhuva kaschit ajo nitya shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Very many of these mantras of Kathopanishad are bodily, shamelessly lifted by Vyasa and put it in the Bhagavad Gita. Shamelessly. Shamelessly because he has not put an asterisk mark and said, quoted from Bhagavad Gita. From the Kathopanishad. He has never said it. He has taken them as such and put it. Many stanzas. Because the Kathopanishad seems to be the source book that inspired Vyasa to write the Bhagavad Gita. Now, this stanza is there. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit. This vipaschit, this seat of consciousness, this intelligent self. Intelligent self meaning not intellect in that sense of the term. The light of consciousness in which everything becomes intelligible. This self, na jayate, it is never born. Na mriyate va, it never dies. What are you talking? See? Now, it is not the fault of the teachers. It is the subtlety of the theme that compels the teacher to communicate in this language. These are all for contemplation. Na jayate na no mriyate va kadachit vipaschit. This vipaschit, this spring of consciousness, this intelligent or knowing self, this subject which knows all the objects, it neither is born nor dies. Meaning, everything is born in it, everything dies in it, but in itself it is not born or dying. Waves are born in the ocean, waves meet as a, graveyard of the waves is the ocean. But the ocean itself was before the first wave rose, the ocean was there. When the last of the wave also ended, waves have ended, where? In the ocean. Similarly, in this consciousness infinite, which is a substratum, all thoughts are rising and dying away. All perceptions are possible. All experiences, physical, mental, and intellectual, are possible. They exist there, they play about there, they disappear there. Where? In consciousness. Na vipaschit, nayam kutaschit, na babhuvakaschit. In fact, when you once awake into that state of consciousness, you realize what? That not only it was not born out of anything, in fact, nothing has ever born out of it. What are you talking, isn't it? When you wake up from your dream, you suddenly realize that nothing was born out of my mind. Isn't it? If you want an explanation of where did I see the dream of last night, we have to say that they were all created by your mind. But really, did the mind create a wife for me in the dream? And unnecessarily 6 children. In fact, 6.5, because she was pregnant. Really, the mind created anything? My sorrows, my joys, my sorrows. I experienced. And if I want to know, where did I experience? Certainly it was in my mind. But did the mind create anything? Did not. The infinite consciousness is not creating anything, has not created anything. But once you are identified with a BMI and become a PFP, this is not created anything. They are all there. You don't want even to question them. The dreamer will never question the dream world. To the dreamer, the dream world is as real as to the waker, the waking world. Only on waking up you realize the falsity, the absolute total absence of everything that I saw in the dream. They were all disturbances in my waking mind. In the same way, to the waker at this moment, the waking world, the physics, the chemistry, the technology, the political disturbances, the war everywhere, peace, procession, atom bomb, etc. Wonderful. This world is all real. When this individuality awakes to the higher state, there when you reach and look around, where is my home, where is my house, where are the problems? Just as on waking up, you can't see the dream and the dream world and you cannot re-enter the world, dream world, in the same way. When you are in, you understand that. Nothing has ever come out of this stage of your consciousness. Nor did itself come from anything. It is, was, is and shall ever be. That is called truth. Vipassi. Ajo nitya ajaha unborn, nitya permanent, shashwataha, with no change at all. I am this Puranaha, the most ancient. This the timeless. Within time you can relatively say one is ancient than the other. And what is this? In terms of time we call it as the most ancient. When your body is killed, this cannot be killed. When a wave is smashed, the ocean is still there. When a gold chain is smelted, nothing happens to the gold. The chain is gone. Only nothing has happened. Think. This pure state of consciousness in which ripples out the universe, the disturbances are created by your mind. Quieten the mind. Disturbances are ended. Nothing came out of it, nothing gone out of it. Yesterday, did you see the fireworks? The children were rotating it. When they were rotating it, a golden ring. And another child was doing it in a various ways. A beautiful design. Now, when the design you are seeing, and another child asks, Papa, how did that design come? Any papa will have to explain. From the glowing tip, it came an agarbatti. You turn it on your hand, go into a dark room, sit down, an agarbatti in your hand. Churn it as you churn a churner. You will find beautiful designs. Where did all the design come from? You stopped the churning. All the design has gone in and disappeared into that glowing. That glowing tip gave you all the impressions. Alata Chakra. This is a Sanskrit word. In the same way, the infinite consciousness, the pure consciousness, I, disturbed by the mind, appears the world of plurality. quieten the mind, the entire world design that you are seeing, all merged back into this consciousness as that designs that you so clearly saw because of the churning of the agarbatti or the, what do you call them? Joystick, no. You have understood. That is all that is wanted. Whether the right word or the wrong word, even if I say goo-goo-goo, when you are turning the goo-goo-goo, if you have understood that goo-goo-goo is a word, then. When I make it steady, all the design disappears into it. Similarly, when the mind is quiet, there is no world. When the mind is agitated, there is a pluralistic world. That is, nothing has come out of it. Nothing goes inside it. It is it. Because of the mind, the maya, the plurality. What is that maya's song? That is maya. Yes, that is maya. Mind and mind alone. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Mind alone is the cause that because of which you feel you are entangled, you are imprisoned, limited. When the mind is ended, all limitations have ended. The infinite in itself. This is that which is indicated. This state in you is indicated by the word or the sound, Om.